and online at Shaneco.com.
6:48 on KCBS Traffic and Weather. Together, we're going to get the traffic part of that equation first with Joe Hoskinson.
Well, we do have a closure still in effect. This is going to be 121 between Wagner and 116. That's due to the earlier fire near that intersection in Sonoma County. Traffic is still pretty slow in the area. They expect to reopen the roadway by 7:15. We have a watchful eye on that. In San Francisco, North 101, still looking at delays from Cesar Chavez onto the lower deck of the Bay Bridge and the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Wow, yeah, still very, very heavy delays from well before the 880 overpass. Lights are still on. Traffic remains slow and go up the incline to the 101 Central Freeway split. A stall on the San Mateo Bridge, East 92 at the midspan, clearing out of the right lane. Very gusty winds across not just the San Mateo Bridge, but also the Dumbarton Bridge, and a crash clearing up in San Jose, South 680 before McKee. Traffic still stacked up out of Milpitas from Landis Avenue. Two cars, the collision still clearing on the right shoulder. Your next update at 6:58 on the traffic leader, KCBS.
And our KCBS six-day weather forecast sponsored by Mancini's Sleep World. Mancini's Sleep World 50th anniversary sale. Visit sleepworld.com. We're looking at mostly clear, a bit windy tonight with lows in the 40s and 50s. Tomorrow, sunny with morning cloud cover in the South Bay. Breezy, 60s by the coast and bay, 70s inland. As we head into the work week, it'll be sunny on Monday. Pretty much the same deal with highs in the 70s inland, 60s by the coast and bay. Then things will warm up a bit as we head into the midweek with highs in the 80s on Wednesday and on Thursday. Right now in Napa, it's 66. Millbrae has 64. Fremont at 63 degrees. Mountain View at 66. Livermore now at 69. San Jose at 69. Oakland checking in with 65 degrees. And here in San Francisco, things beginning to cool off. It's 59 degrees. Traffic and weather together on the 8th on All News 106.9 and AM 740 KCBS. KCBS News Time 6:50. Now, it's time to activate. This is an activation of the emergency alert system for an amber alert at the request of the National Weather Service. This is an emergency alert system. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for the northeastern Solano County and Yolo counties until 7:06 p.m. tonight. Their radar has also detected large hail that could also fall in the area. The National Weather Service advises people to stay indoors until the severe weather event has passed.